So mic testing, good morning. And praise the Lord for another Sunday. And this morning, may igsoon si Pastor Ramil, wala din eh. It's because doon na siya giatinan nga kasal dito sa Manila. And for those nga wala basin mga tanong, asal is Pastor Ramil. So he's at Manila together with Sister Salvi and other, and also ni Pastor Joel de Goma sa Talisay. And I believe, usa sila sa mga sponsors sa maong kasal. Okay, and additional information also, and hopefully, and since Brother Ramil also somehow planned to have, you know what, young couples fellowship, okay? Young couples fellowship. And we've talked with that, and we prayed for that, and hopefully make so on by March, hopefully lang ha, by March nga, we can start sa Young Couples Fellowship. Okay? Sa katong mga batanon nga, bagong na minyo. And mo sa nausahay may igsoon, do adunay mga existing couples fellowship, but siguro usahay ang mga batanon, usahay sila, mura sila, distant sila ba? It's because murag, dili sila kasakay kunuhay. But hopefully this ministry, Young Couples Fellowship, might help us young couples in our marriage and in our walk also with the Lord. Okay? Let's come before the Lord. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for this wonderful Lord morning. And God, Lord, we thank you because you are the blesser. You are the giver. You are the sustainer of everything, O Lord, O God. And we just want to praise you and bless you, Lord, O God, for everything, O Lord, O God, na imong gibuhat sa mga kinabuhi, Ginoong Diyos, O Lord, Ginoo. Sa matag adlaw, nga wala ka magkulang, wala ka maghunong, sa kaayo sa imong gugma, na imong gipaabot, Lord, namo. O Lord, tuguti, Lord, Ginoo, ning kabuntagon, nga, Lord, nga mahimong aktibo, mahimong responsive, mahimong receptive, Lord, ang imong mga kasing-kasing. And as we study once again, Lord, sa imong pulong tabanging, Lord, nga mainablihon, Lord, at the same time. Unsa may mga butang ay mong ipaabot, Lord, sa matag-usan na mo. Tuguti nga, tagay kami kasing-kasing, andam, mudawat, whatever, Lord, Ginoo nga mga butang ay mong itudlo, imong imayma, imong ibadlong, nga diin, Lord, kining mga butang, kining minsay nga mong ipaabot, Lord, nga dili, Ginoo, kining nga mulabay nga kawang, O Father. And ikaw, Lord, mag-accomplish, Lord, unsa may imong katuyuan, Lord, for this morning, Lord. Allow ngayong kahum, Lord, nga magapangliyok, Ginoo, sa among taliwala, tangtanga ang mga kakapoy, tangtanga o whatever, nga mga butang, Lord, nga makadisturbo namo diha sa pagpaminaw sa imong pulong. Tuguti nga mong kasing-kasing, Lord, mahiluna, Ginoo, sa imong presensya, nining kabutagon. And Lord, amo kang daigon, simbahon, and we entrust, O Lord, O God, everything, Lord, unto you, whatever, Lord, Ginoo, accomplishment that we will be receiving, Lord God, from you, Lord, this morning. All yours be the glory, honors, and thanks. In Jesus' name, God, we pray. Amen, Lord, and amen, and amen. Usa sa mga butang maigsoon nga gitinguha gyud sa mga ginikanan ba ngadto sa ilang mga anak, especially those mga anak maigsoon who are starting to go to school, and somehow nga diin mag-graduate sila, not only nga that they will graduate, but at the same time, they might really find good nga job, or to make the long story short, maigsoon, they might be successful, right? Siguro, wa mo siguro yung ginikanan nga diin nagtingo, bahala na akong anak, diya, oy, so may plano siyang kinabuhi. I-parent maigsoon, especially for us Christians, we really desire nga diin, di ba? Mahiluna ang atong mga anak. Then somehow, someday maigsoon that we as parents, nga diin mga mawagtang tayong kalbutan na, nga diin makita nato that ang ilang kinabuhi sa before ta nga mo, mawagtang, are indeed a place maigsoon in a very good manner. Not only maigsoon when it comes to spirituality, but at the same time maigsoon when it comes sa finances, financial aspect sa ilang kinabuhi. Right? And that's you know, inherent thing for us Christian parents to desire success, to desire successes sa atong mga anak. And not only sa atong mga in heaven, maigsoon, every plans, every endeavors maigsoon that we have or that we are really setting maigsoon. For instance, if we are having business, for instance, maigsoon kung nagtrabaho ta, and of course, we really aim for successes, di ba? We really desire to become successful in a way sa ato nga kinabuhi. That somehow, i-bless ta ni Lord in a way sa tanan natong mga endeavors, sa tanan natong mga plano, sa tanan natong mga undertakings sa ato nga kinabuhi. And this morning, my soul, I'll be sharing to you principles as far as success is concerned. And we know, my soul, that kanang word nga success, it's really common nowadays. Right? Diba? Success. And that's what really every student aims usab sa ilang personal nga desire sa ilang schooling to become really successful sa ilang kinabuhi. And to share to you, my soul, this top 2016 Filipino businessman nowadays. Oh, 2015. Okay? 2015, Forbes magazine listed top 10 Filipino famous successful businessman. And number one for that, Megson, is no other than the owner of SM Prime Holding, si Henry C. Okay? Si Henry C, Megson, makita na ito, nga doon na siya ay net asset na $14.2 billion. So, unsa ka dato si Henry C. And it follows my son ni John Gokongwe tag-iya sa Robinson. Okay? And then ikatulo si Andrew Tan. I believe my son sa mga ilim no ni ikatulo si Enrique Razon. Enrique Razon, okay? Number 4 si Andrew Tan, 5 si Lucio Tan tag-iya sa PAL. 6, may son, si George T. 7, si David Consoni. Number 8, si Tony Tan Kaktyong. Kiba mo anin niya? Tagiya sa Jollibee. Tony, sakto no? Tony Tan Kaktyong. 9, Lucio and Susan Ko. 10, may son, Robert Coyotio. And lastly, 11, si Manuel Villar. So makita na to si Manuel Villar, may son, na diin dato sa day kaayo. Right? And here may so on, each makita na to kada mga entrepreneur, kada businessman, they have really goals how to become successful. And I've shared may so on these top 6 tips to succeed, to become successful sa in a business, okay? In a business world. Number 1 is, you need to dream big. Okay? Mangandoy ka og dako. Wala may, di ba? Wala may siguro'y peligro kung mangandoy ka og dako. Number 2 is that, do not be afraid of failure. Number 3, have an unwavering resolution to succeed. Kaya determine ka that sa imong gibuhat, that you will really indeed succeed. Number 4, Megzon, be man of action. Ayaw pa unya-unya. Number 5, believe in your capacity to succeed. Number 6 is, do not let discouragement stop you from pressing on. Okay? These are the tips, Megson. Apan kung imong tanawon, Megson, sa may definition in a worldly perspective as far as success is concerned. Success is all about getting all what you wanted. Nga diin makuha nimo whatever butang nga imong gitinguha sa imong nga kinabuhi. Getting everything, all you wanted to have, it's finding that you have achieved imong naabot, your goals, or fulfilled your plans. And it's waking up early in the morning feeling satisfied that you have really reached your dream sa imong nga kinabuhi. Amen? And for that, my son, one of the measuring mga sukdanan as far as success is concerned has something to do with really riches. Okay? Has something to do may igsoon sa imong riches. When I barometro nowadays kung usa ka tawo successful si basiya sa iyang kinabuhi, something kun unsa niya, regardless may igsoon kun unsa ka healthy, regardless what is your family may igsoon, but the world may igsoon oftentimes qualify those successful person in terms of finances, okay, in terms of at the same time career, good career, having wonderful business, and for that may igsoon, it would really generate makahatag nimo good income sa imong kinabuhi. And that is why, as I mentioned, my own success is measured in material things, house, good, have wonderful, my own good resources in the bank, or even you have i-car, my own sa imong kinabuhi. Right? And for this, my own, it somehow authenticates. Why? Because recently, early this year, doon na may muralag gathering sa among batch pag high school, batch 95 sa CTU. And for us, muna, mga 22 years nga diin, wala may makita. And then, for that maigsoon, nakita mi. And moto nga, na ay mga classmate na ko maigsoon nga, buluyagon kaya sa una, aban karun, mauna'y pinaka-adunahan na. Na ay classmate na ko maigsoon nga, sayo kaayo na himong kapitan sa barko. Bansa una, basta badlungon kaayo. Na i-classmate ako maingsoon nga diin mga top usab sa amo nga klase apan they're only earning murag average salaries. So dili nimo may bawuan. And oftentimes, what really I heard maingsoon, magstory ya mi, sa mga maingsoon dili nimo malikayan ba that for them maingsoon they're talking about their successes, their careers. The income ay soon, pila may income ni mong ma-receive. And siguro, sila, kibaho man sila nga na-pastor ko, and then, murag na-shock sila ba? Ano, na-pastor ko? Natin, mag-gracian is Ginoo, nga na-pastor ko. And then, muna, for me, may soon, when I heard them, natin, murag mga iyong ko ba nga, that's really the world today. Natin, they're talking about success, they're talking about, you know what, their careers, how much they earn, may soon, sa ilang kinabuhi. And that's how really the world define success nowadays. But you know what makes on? But what brings consolation, kanang pahalipay something for us Christians, while the world measures success in terms of riches, okay? In terms of good career. However, makes on, the Bible speaks otherwise. The Bible, my son, does not measure success with your money on the bank. The Bible does not measure success of how good you are as a career person today. Amen? And that's, my son, how really the Lord view success in His eyes. It's really totally different from the world's definition as far as success is concerned sa ato nga kinabuhi. Amen? And here, my soul, I'll be sharing to you these principles of success here. And I'd like you to open your Bibles in the book of Genesis. Genesis 39. Genesis here, chapter 39, verses 1 down, okay? And this is all about the life of Joseph. And this is, may so on, chapter 39 begins, nga diin si Joseph, nga diin napalit siya or nabutang siya, may so on, as a custodian ni Potiphar sa iyang abalay. Verse 1 of chapter 39 says here, now Joseph had been brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, the captain of the guard, an Egyptian, had bought Joseph from the Ishmaelites who had brought him down there. Now, this makes it in verse 2, where we'll be focusing me so on more sa atong text. Verse 2 down. Notice here, the Lord was with Joseph. And like you make so on to take note with that. The word, the Lord was with Joseph. Why? Because it is in that presence of the Lord that somehow Joseph receives blessings, successes. The Lord was with Joseph and he became a what? It says here, a prosperous, a successful man. He was in the house of his Egyptian master. His master saw that the Lord was with him, and the Lord caused all he did to succeed in his hands. Verse 4, so Joseph found favor in his sight and attended him and made him an overseer of his house and put him in charge of all that he had. Verse 5, from the time that he had made overseer in his house, and all over all that he had, the Lord blessed the Egyptian house for Joseph's sake. The blessing of God was all that he had in the house and in field. So he left all that he had in Joseph's charge, and because of him, he had no concern about anything but the food that he ate. Okay? And of course, Megson, if we try to read that, and it talks about Megson, Joseph and Joseph's temptation from Potiphar's wife. And going back, Megson, from the text, it says here, the Lord in verse 2, it says here, the Lord was with Joseph and he became a successful man. One principle this morning that I'll be sharing to you as far as success is concerned, and tanaw na to Megson, ang hinungdan. Why really Joseph, in spite of the ups and downs sa iyang life, and the Bible is so clear that Joseph had been called by God as prosperous, as successful person. And notice here, the reason behind for the success of Joseph. And it's no other than what? Because the Lord was what? Was with him. Scripture is so clear that he became successful, not because, as what the Bible says, that he was someone, he was handsome. Diba? Magkita ni mo si Joseph Mengson was really a distinct person. Handsome guy, maubito ng gitintal siya. It's not because of that. It's not something that Joseph really possessed sa iyang life. But it's something, Mengson, that Joseph, wala niya mahimo. And it's because that something is coming really from God. And the reason for his successes, and it's all because that God was with Joseph. And for this, Mengson, I drew a definition. The true success sa atong life is, true success is to have God's blessing in your life. Amen? True success is to have ang presensya sa Ginoo, ang blessing sa Ginoo. And that we'll find out, Mengson, sa unsang paagi si Joseph, nga diin nakakuha siyag favor. Nakakuha siyag dako, Mengson, nga pabor diha sa Ginoo, and in such a way that God bless Joseph Mengson tremendously. And the Bible says, everything he did, God was with him. Everything he did, God was blessing Joseph. And this is Mengson something, there are also references in Scripture as far as this success is concerned. For instance, in the book of Joshua, Joshua talks about the same thing what Joseph makes on, what the book of Joseph's account tells us. Joshua 1:7 verse 8, it says, do not turn from it to the right nor to the left, that you may have good success. Okay? Joshua talks about success. Do not turn sa right or sa left, but focus only in the Lord. That Joshua says that you might receive, achieve success in life. Or in 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 14, it says, David had success in all his undertakings, not because that Joseph was called to be a man after God's own heart. No. However, because the Lord, again, was with David. Amen? And this is a settled truth. As far as success is concerned, din sa Biblia, that Joseph's successes was achieved simply because that God was with him. There's no other way around that he received that. And therefore, success in life, my son, can never be found diha sa wala, sa tuones, west or east, north or south. You can never find success with that. But success can only be found solely in the Lord, brethren. Amen? And this is something may soon makita nato nga, as I mentioned to you, it's really totally different from the world's perspective as far as success is concerned, because success in the world's viewpoint has something to do with material possession. Something to do, my son, with tangible things kadi in makita sa imong kinabuhi. Nay makita ba sa imong kinabuhi na kay mayong balay, na kay mayong sakinan, na kay maayong trabaho, or na kay maayong negosyo? That's really how the world really views success. But in God, as I mentioned, it's really totally different as far as God is concerned. And later on, we will be discussing more on really success. And here, makita nato ang evidences sa panalangin ni God sa kinabuhi ni Joseph. Notice here in verse 3. When his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord caused, amen? The Lord makes on cause all that he did to succeed in his hands. Notice here in verse 3 that the Lord is the one and no other one makes on who provided success. It's only God who gave him success in everything that Joseph did. And for that, my son, everything, as what the Bible says, everything Joseph did, my son, did was really successful. Or for that, my son, makita nato ang evidences. Number one is job well done. Amen? So, makita nimo kung naa ang panalangin sa Ginoo sa ato nga kinabuhi, God is making sure that everything you will do, whether sa imong trabaho, sa imong school, sa mong businesses, God is making sure that everything may so on will be placed in its very order. Why? Because God may so on was behind. Because God was the one blessing or enabling that for that thing may so on sa imong kinabuhi to succeed. And this is one of the evidences that God's blessing was upon Joseph, because it says here, his master, saman, saw everything in his eyes, siyang master, nakita magsoon sa master ang tanang gibuhat ni Joseph. Nakita ni sa master magsoon everything Joseph did. And sa tanang gitrabaho ni Joseph, muna na surprised, na bless ang master, and it's because it was job well done. And perhaps magsoon here, makita nato ang nature sa work ni Joseph, though he was called a slave. But notice, may son, ang slave, may son, it's not, may son, at times, sa itong pangunauna nga diin, sulugoon kayo, hugaw, walay sinina, daot. But may son, in this instance, sa case ni Joseph, may son, it's really different. Why? Because he was in position of saman, supervision. Which means, may son, he was in managerial possession. He was, siguro matawag na itong mayordoma ba, in charge of everything sa mga tao sa Potiphar, and all the affairs sa balay ni Potiphar. And it was Joseph Mengsoon who did everything, and nothing Mengsoon what Joseph gibuhat niya sa balay ni Potiphar miss out sa mga mata ni Potiphar. And because for that, Megson, makita nato na surprise Megson si Potiphar. And for that, and it's because it was all the successes were in God had been giving to Joseph in everything he did. Nganto in supervising, in managing the daily affairs sa balay ni Potiphar. And that's really a good thing, makes on. Makita nato sa kinabuhi ni Joseph na diin, you know what, his master saw everything sa iyang kinabuhi. And for that makes on, nakita niya ang tanang, saman, ang tanang successes, ang tanang panalangin nga ang output sa trabaho ni Joseph. And the Bible says here, it's not because about Joseph, it's because the Lord was the one who enables, who blesses Joseph everything he did sa iyang kinabuhi. Right? And I love here one quotation. It says here, when we order our lives according to God's purpose, kung ato ko nung i-order ng atong kinabuhi, according to God's purposes, according to God's will, God will make sure that we will meet every deadline sa ato nga kinabuhi. And that's something may son of prioritizing God sa ato nga kinabuhi. And the first evidence was, it's job well done. The output sa trabaho ni Joseph was indeed extremely satisfactory or excellent, may so on. And notice may so on here, another evidence that God had been blessing Joseph. Notice here in verse 5, it says here, from the time he had made him an overseer in his house and over all that he had, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. The blessing was all that he had in house and field. Number two, may so on, blessing. I mean, evidence here is that Joseph became, may so on, blessing to others. Amen? Ang presensya ni Joseph, may so on, while he was serving at Potiphar's house, served as a blessing. The Bible is so clear that the Lord blessed whom? The Lord blessed the Egyptian. Not only the Egyptians itself, himself, but the entire household. Sa tanang kabtangan, his estate and everything Potiphar had in his possession was also blessed by the Lord. Why is that? And it's because of the presence ni Joseph sa kinabuhi sa household ni Potiphar. Amen? This is really good, Megson. Why? Because little that we know, Megson, nga diin, wherever we might be, whether kung asa Megson mo nagtrabaho, asa mo nagput up og businesses, as Christians, Megson, in every establishment, your presence itself, if we only live really a Christian life for the glory of God, wherever we might be, God will bless Megson, not only ourselves, but at the same time, bless Megson the surrounding, the people really around us. Amen? Makita nimo ang blessing ba? Dili lamang para ni Joseph, but at the same Megson, mukuyanap. Maigo Megson ang uban, mapagan ang uban sa panalangin, sa kaayo sa Ginoo, and it's because the presence of a genuine, of a faithful Christian who really standing magsoon faithfully diha sa Ginoo. Amen? And this really interesting magsoon sa ato nga kinabuhi. We become blessing to others if God is really with us. If we live lives that would truly pleases the Lord. Remember, Megson, every time, Megson, you speak, you know what, nicely. Or you speak courteously, Megson, to others. For instance, kung namo sa school, for instance, kung namo sa business ninyo or sa work. If you really speak, di ba, musulti mo nicely, courteously nga din, adunay gugma ba? Makita ni mo, Megson, that would really blesses others. Di ba, at times, di ba, sa workplaces nga diin at times nga diin I don't know kung makadungog mo kung if you really true living for God, you know what? One of the feedbacks nga din na imong ma-receive sa imong mga office mates is, muna nga, this really brother, kana manggod si John. Ma-bless jugo the way really he speak. Ma-encourage jugo sa iyang presensya. Ma-encourage jugo nga every time he speaks, nga din, adunay pagdasig ba? Adunay gugma sa Ginoo. Adunay unod ang mga pulong nga diin muguwa sa iyang baba. Or every time may igsoon, you work diligently, di ba? It blesses also others. Di ba? Mutrabaho ka, di lamang may igsoon, mutrabaho ka nga diin, adunay mong manager, tanaw ni mo. But when you work really for the Lord, it blesses my soul and others. It blesses your employer. It blesses my soul. Those people really around you. Or every time you work honestly in your work, again and again, my soul, it blesses others. That is why, kibaw mo, some corporations, you know what, bisan dili mga Kristoanon, I heard my soul, na diin, they are more particular, they are more my soul, hiring those Christians ng mga playay o trabaho. Believing na diin, at least kaning Kristwanon, at least mga tarong ni. Ng mga, compare sa mga dili Kristuhan. No? And there's some Megson company do that. Nga diin, they opt Megson to choose Christians rather than, unsa? Rather than dili mga Kristuhan. No? And this reminds me also when I was still working dito sa Reliance many years ago, and then motong magstorya mi ana sa ko mga office mates nga mga babae, and then they will say nga mas nindot gyud ni no tong mga daga ba nga mga dili Kristo, mas nindot gyud ay ang Kristohanon imong panguyabon. Ano man kay mga tarong man dili mo inom o dili man igarilyo o tarong ba. Kumpara, alam yung manghita kag-uyab nga diin mga badlungon. Mga dili Kristo, mga badlungon. And for them, Megson, doon makita ni mga katawanan, but there is somehow truth on that. Nga diin, somehow, Megson, nga ang kinabuhing Kristohanon, it really affects others. Amen? Makausuman, makahikap sa uban if you and I really live our lives for the glory of the Lord. And it would be different also, mga igsoon, kung nga itong kinabuhi, murasag, usaman, murasag, makita na ito kanang mga, kanang, usani, at times, mga igsoon, kanang usak ka, mananap na din mo, camouflage ba? Kung asa siya nga color sa leaves, or it's green, unsa, mo green sad siya, di ba? Kung or it's itom, mo itom sad siya. Kung or it's puwa, mo puwa sad siya. But sometimes, mga igsoon, ingana usam kinabuhi sa Kristohanon ba? Kung or it's kalibutan, kalibutan sa go. Inig Sunday. Lord sa go. Lord. Inig Lunes. Daghang madili Kristohanon. At least atong kinabuhi at times. Wala nga. Masay mamakalimuta ba? That we have been called really by the Lord for righteousness. We have been called by the Lord to affect, you know what, to touch others' lives. And the same thing, what Joseph did here, it touches the lives of his employers. And for that, my son, God blesses everything the employer really possess sa iyang kinabuhi. Amen? Makita niyo everything. You know what, my son? Kiba mo atong Holocaust that took place dito sa Germany that, you know, nga gipatay, I think, mga around 6 million Jews during the time ni Adolf Hitler. Diba? 1940. And theories have come up, my son, different theories, but there was this strong theory that the reason, one of the reasons why Hitler was so, saman, angry towards Jews, and it's because, my son, the Jews were really prospering. Kung asa ibutang ba ang mga Jews sa business, sa trabaho, sa politics, maigsoon, the Jews, maigsoon, were really blooming. And for that, maigsoon, si Hitler, nakita niya, ang mga German nakagamay na, ang mga Jews nakadagana. Grabe ang panalangin sa Jews, grabe pag-multiply. And some historian Megson believes that's one of the reasons kuno hay nga di nagkaubos Megson, nagadecline ang Germany, and it's because kuno sa mga Jews who had been really living, doing business dito sa Germany. And for that, no wonder Megson. It's because God was with His people. Amen, Megson? Makita ni mo? Apa na nakasubo lang kay si Adolf Hitler took that negatively. He was so, saman, angry. Pero makita na to Megson, there was nothing wrong. There was nothing na din gibuhat sa mga Jews, na din nga maka-affect sa German. But it was Megson sa iyang kaugalingon na saman envy sa kinabuhi sa mga Jews, nga diin, mo'y nakapaaghat niya to kill 6 million Jews during his time. Pero sa Megson, makita nimo, it affects Christians' lives, affects others. And when we live really for the Lord Megson, wherever we are, the Bible, the life of Joseph Megson, the circumstance of Joseph, talks to us, na din, it also blesses not us, not only us, but at the same time, those people na din surrounding that around us. Amen? Makapanalangin, makapa-affect may soon usab sa ato nga kinabuhi. And let's go make soon here. Arita, sa kamatuoran. Number two is truths concerning success. Amen? As I mentioned earlier, Megson, or the Bible says that Joseph had been described as well-built and handsome guy. Which means, Megson, siguro, ding-dong dante siguro. So, mayo, tisoy, okay? Well-built, Megson, makita ni mo, ninot og lawas, six-pack siguro, handsome. Makita na to. No wonder, nga diin, si Potiphar, ang asawa, grabe yun og obsession. Grabe yun og pagka-desire yun ni Joseph nga ganahan siya nga din iyag yung tintalon, iyag yung makuha si Joseph. And makita nato Megson, though he possessed with good personality, but again it was not his personality, Megson, served as the basis why the Lord's favor was upon him. But of who really Joseph was before really the Lord. And when we speak, Megson, as far as truths about successes is concerned, sometimes, Megson, we believe nga diin, ang success ba is confined to unsa man. Good, happy experiences nga ato nga makinabuhi. Nga diin, kung maayo ang negosyo, success ko. Maayo ang dagon sa kong career, successful ko. But notice here, Megson, one truth about success is that success is not always connected to favorable circumstance. Amen? Ang success may soon nato, dili tanan panahon. Nga di, success ta, nga imong basihan sa maayong panahon, sa maayong klima sa ato nga kinabuhi. Kung yung mga tanawin may soon sa kinabuhi ni Joseph, asa may blessed ba? My question is that, blessed ba si Joseph sa panahon nga diin dito siya ng puyo sa balay ni Potiphar or sa panahon nga diin dito siya gibalog sa prisuhan? But again, Megson, it's not connected to favorable circumstance. Why? Because during when Joseph was in the house of Potiphar, the Bible says that the Lord was with him and he was a successful man. Right? And after that, Megson, when he did not give in sa advances sa asawa, sa Potiphar, he was being accused and sent to prison. And again, Megson, while in prison, siguro makaingunta, dili na successful si Joseph. Kaya nga naman, kaya usap may success. So may success anang prisuan, oy. Diba? Kaguol man na. But again, Megson, the Bible is telling us, again, you know what, the Lord was with Joseph. Even while he was in dungeon, even while he was in prison. And not only the God was with him, and God made Joseph successful man. Even my son, in a difficult circumstance sa atong kinabuhi, still, God is the one who measures success sa ato nga kinabuhi. And never, never my son, interpret your success based in a happy lives, happy atmosphere that we are living every day. Kung mayo ang panahon, mayo ang lawa, successful ta, mayo ang dagan si negosyo, successful ta, mayo ang karira na to, successful ta. And what if, my son, mabagsak ang negosyo? What if mabagsak ang career? Can we still ba call our lives as success lives before God? Yes, my son. If that is God's will for us, we can still be successful before God. And that's what happened, my son, to Joseph. Though he was in prison, still God called him a successful, really, person. So makita nato, he was being successful person. Why? Because while he was in prison, you know what? God was continuing training Megson, testing Joseph, molding his character, molding his life in preparation for bigger task lies ahead ni Joseph Megson to become the governor of Egypt. Amen, Megson? So makita nato ang mga pagsulay nga diin abot ni Joseph. It was not my exoon sa man. It was not something that is really negative before God, but something that God makes on allows Joseph in order makes on si Joseph ma-refine sa mga kalayo sa mga pagsulay nga para makes on maandam siya sa dagko pang mga plano nga giandam ni God sa kinabuhi ni Joseph. And that is why sayop ta makes on when we think nga diin ko ang atong kinabuhi maayo, mona, there is success with that. But when trials or problems coming, so, no, sayo, mingun ta, ah, maramag sigari, wala naman sa atong kinabuhi, wala na yun magpanalangin nato. And we need to know, may son, that ang success sa atong kinabuhi, not always connected sa mga maayong circumstansya nga moabot sa ato nga kinabuhi. Joseph was sent, my son, to prison. Notice, my son, ang nature sa pagka-prison, my son, ni Joseph was being emphasized in Psalm 105, verse 18. It says here, his feet were hard with fetters. His neck was put in a collar of iron. Kisa may makaingon, my son, nga diin si Joseph successful sa iyang kinabuhi nga diinbisan sa iyang pagkapriso sa man ang iyang mga tiil maigsoon gibutangan gilakan og mga daggo kaayo nga mga putaw, not only iyang tiil but at the same time iyang liog maigsoon gihigtan og mga daggo nga mga putaw. Grabing kasubanan, grabing mga pagsulay nga niabot sa kinabuhi ni Joseph. Siguro maigsoon during that time magkapangunta na si Joseph, unsa pa kinitabo ka sa akong kinabuhi? Joseph must have wondered what was really going on sa iyang kinabuhi. Nga diin, makita na ito, may son siyang life. Nga diin, grabe siya ka-obedient ni God. To the point, may son, nga diin, di ba? Nag-resist siya sa temptation gikan sa Potiphar's wife. But siguro makaingon siguro siya nga, asa naman ka si God? Di ba, may son, sa circumstances sa itong kinabuhi, di ba? Lord, di ba Lord, faithful, maunta ko ni mo? Ngano ba ni God? Ngano naabot man ni sa itong kinabuhi? Ngano naabot man ni Lord? Napamantay uban nga diit, unfaithful unta. Di ba Lord, kada Sunday ganyan ko mo attend, I'm giving my tithes faithfully to you. Apan, ngano man, niabot man ni mga problema sa ito nga kinabuhi? Siguro may soon muna ipangutanan ni Joseph. Ana, magpunta na siya, Lord, ngano man, Joseph had been really faithful diha sa Ginoo. But again, may son, makita nato, God's blessing can never be measured upon happy times in our lives. God's blessing oftentimes comes through trials sa ato nga kinabuhi. Remember, may son? For instance, may son, ni Moses. Moses, may son, had been called in the Bible as well-educated man. Well-educated with all the knowledge and wisdom in the Egyptian. And yet, my son, Moses spent 40 years in the wilderness. God had been dealing Moses' character before my son, si Moses, gigamit ni God para pag-led sa mga tao out from Egypt. Amen? Moses underwent my son severe trials sa iyang kinabuhi. Or let's say, for instance, my son, si David. Si David, a God after one's own heart. Amen? And si David, my son, makita na ito, he was being anointed ni Prophet Samuel that you will be king. You will be the one to replace King Saul. And that was my son, a confirmation sa iyang kinabuhi. But in spite of that, nadiin, nana siya ay promise sa Ginoo nga that I will be king in Israel. But the question, my son, why is that? During the early years sa kinabuhi ni Joseph, I mean ni David, he was running away always, my son. Nadiin, kanunay siya nag-agaw, nag-apas yung kinabuhi ba? Nadiin, si King Saul, kanunay nag-hunt niya, napat yun siya. Again, my son, these are circumstances sa kinabuhi ni Moses, sa kinabuhi ni David. Nadiin, bisan tinuod, nadiin sa ilang kinabuhi, still they have underwent severe trials sa ilang kinabuhi. Though they were, my son, experiencing that, and still, my son, the Bible calls them really successful person. Why? Because after that, my son, severe trials in their lives, they have accomplished what God, my son, really enabled them to do. For Moses, leading the Israelites out from Egypt. And for Moses, my son, leading his people for 40 years sa iyang kinabuhi. Apan ang pangutan na, my son, nagpuyo ba sila? Ngadiin, hamugaway ba? Murag, kaya ng bed of roses ang life? No. They have underwent, my son, trials. Usab, sa ilang matag-usa nga kinabuhi. Amen? And that is why, when we are in the dungeons of our life, kung anata, taliwala sa mga sirkumstansya, sa mga pagsulay, diya sa kinabuhi, do not think, my son, that God is far away from you. Do not think that God is no longer blessing me. Perhaps that's really a way for us that God is drawing us more diha sa Ginoo. That God, my son, is teaching us, perhaps, my son, God is preparing us for big task ahead usab sa ato nga kinabuhi. And that is why God, my son, is testing us, sending us trials para maandam ta kung unsa ta. Diba? Ang gold, may son, unsa man yung pag-determine, the gold is genuine. Diba? Sunugon siya pag-ayo in such a way that all the impurities diha sa gold, matangtang siya. And after such init, may son, nga di inipainit sa gold, it would really end up as shiny as it should be, gold as it is. But the gold, my son, we are really appreciating, experience, you know, severe heat, fire niya before becoming a genuine gold for itself. And the same thing, my son, at times, sa ato nga kinabuhi, before we become really the kind of person that God desires for us, at times God sent us, my son, trials sa ato nga kinabuhi. And second one, my son, is that success is connected to personal righteousness. Diba? Unsa to'y definition ganina sa success? True success is to have God's blessing on your life. Ang panalangin sa Ginoo, ang success sa Ginoo, nga naa nato ang blessing ni God. Makabuta nato, my son, ang blessing sa God. When, unsa man, it says here, when we stand in righteousness diha sa Ginoo. When we live in holiness for God. When we are not compromising our faith before diha sa Ginoo. In spite, may son, sa mga circumstances sa life, by the grace of God, we are standing firmly before God, all for the glory diha sa Ginoo. Amen? And second one is this here, success is connected to personal righteousness. Kung imong tanawon may so na kinabuhi ni Joseph sa mga experiences, firstly, you know what? He was being betrayed sa iyang mga igsoon. Gibunog siya. Not only that, makita nato nga gibaligya siya ngadto going sa Egypt. We come so niya na mitabo ni ba? Di ba? Na bisan sa atong family na manggani unsa na manggani mga kasubanan na manggani mga di ba luod-luod nga mahitabo. But kung naay gani pangluod nga mahitabo kinahanglan, which is really legitimate ang pangluod ni unsa man ni Joseph. He must really be bitter against sa iyang mga brother. Why? Because he was being unsa man sold to Egypt. Gibaligya siya and then gibutang-butangan siya sa mga igsoon nga din wala na. Iyang papa, ganyan na. Wala na si Joseph. Namatay na, gikauna sa leon. Amen? So makita ni mo, apan, anakanindot may igsoon, while dito siya padung sa Egypt, apan muna anakanindot, God was with Joseph. And that's phrase may igsoon, oftentimes repeated in chapter 39, 4 times, God is with Joseph. Despite ups and downs siyang kinabuhi, the keyword there makes on, which is very, makita nato nga makapalipay for us, for Joseph, is that phrase, God is with Joseph. Right? And when he was in Egypt, masaman, the blessing comes. Naabot siya makes on ni Potiphar, sa balay ni Potiphar. Upon ang blessing makes on niyang na-receive, masaman, eventually, nahunong na sad. Ganun man, because he was being accused by Potiphar's wife. Ang sabi ni tabo ni Joseph after na gibalog na sad siya sa prisuhan. Amen, may Jesus yung kinabuhi. Gibaligya siya siyang igsoon, gibutang-butangan siya, nga diin ng rape siya, and then gipriso siya. And all those things, may Jesus, were only fabricated things nga diin ginatrow nila against gayod ni Joseph. And if there is one person maigsoon, makita nato sa circumstance ni Joseph nga diin dili lisod for Joseph nga diin mahimo siyang depressed nga tao, mahimo siyang bitter masukanon nga tao for what really Joseph had been went through maigsoon sa iya nga kinabuhi. Apan kung imong tanawon, kung si Joseph nagpakita something really negative sa iya nga kinabuhi, makita na mo, while Joseph was in prison, kung badlungon pa si Joseph, dili unta siya makuha og pabor sa jail warden. Amen? And the only reason why that favor, again, Mason was received, enjoyed by Joseph, not only dito sa Potiphar's wife household, but even Mason dito sa prison. And it's because Joseph Mason was still living in righteousness before God. Amen? Kung dito pas ano, sana man eh. Butag sige siya, yaw-yaw ba? Dito or anything negative Mason, nagpop-up siya una-una. You know what? David could not really have enjoyed being a governor, usab, sa iyang kinabuhi. Amen? But the question makes on for us today, unsa ba ang atong attitude? Personally, unsa ang atong attitude when we are really treated by some other people unfairly makes on sa atong kinabuhi? For instance, makes on sa workplace, pa dunay tao nga diin sigig, usaman, sigig daot ni mo. Or sa imong silingan, doon ay tao, sige, butang-butang ni mugstorya. You know what, Megson? Ang yaya sa akong bata, katong tigulan si nanay Tunya, namatay siya. Namatay siya mga last 2 weeks ago. And what really, Megson, something, murag maka, ano ko ba nga, ang mga tao, muna nga, mga stories, mga tao, nga diin, wala gama, pasagdaan lang, muna na yung anak, maigsoon, and muna, kung yun ang usawa, bahala na sila. Total, nakita man si God, unsa mga atong sakripisyo ba, para gyud ni nanay to niya, nga diin, naninguwa ta, nga diin, mabuhi siya, apan, ang iyang anak mismo, maigsoon, ikaduwa, ganahan nga diin, mamatay siya, ganahan niyo siya nga, ay nalala na, lipoy, ay nalala na to ipa-hospital, uy, total, Tulayan po sa Ginoo. Kung mamatay na siya, duwato na nato. And for that being soon, nga mo rin na nasad ba? Nga paita ni usa ka anak na diin, walay tinguwa, na diin, mabuhi ang mama ba? And I was the one who was really asking sa iyang anak ba, nga ito na lang siyang ipa-hospital yung daw. At least kung mamatay mangani siya, at least dili siya magmaayin ba? Why? Because we have done everything para niya nga mabuhi siya. But here comes my soon ang mga storya sa tao na din ako na hinungdan. Nandun na matay na hinungon. Amen? And for that, my soon, God is my witness. And the same thing, my soon, might happen to us. Siguro butang-butangan ta, kung asa mo tadapita. Ang importante is, we live for righteousness before God. That what really matters for us. You know what, my soon? Why? Because we cannot really please people. Kasi kung saon na itong binayo, my soon, ang tao, nagyong mga tao nga, ano, good, murag hang yud ni mo. So kung saan mag-smile, nagyong mga tao nga mugot yud ni mo. So kung saan ni mo magsupag maayo, nagyong mga tao magsupag nga, di siya ganahan yud ni mo. Ay importante, kung hindi mo sila ganahan, forget it. Ay importante is how I live my life for righteousness diha sa Ginoo. And this is what happened ni Joseph. Bisan magsuon sa mga bitter experiences magsuon, he did not really felt better. He did not really magsuon compromise sa iyang pagtuo diha sa Ginoo. But in circumstance sa atong kinabuhi, we have really choices. Amen? Whether we felt angry sa tao, nga diin nagbugal-bugal na ito, nagdaw-daw na ito, or we just really rely everything, entrust everything diha sa Ginoo. Muna, especially may soon, labi ng kanang mga driver ba? Muna saga, di ba? Driver, mag-drive ka, and then, usay nga, diya sa traffic, maaan, mga sipat ba? Diya, kumpitag driver ka, nga, dali, kaya may soon, maulbo, eh. Maana ka ba? Grab, dali, kaya makaulbo ba? Ana, nga, usay mo, atim ka, mo nang, anuhan, imong apason, ana, imong, samang ka, ana, something like that. But again, for us Christians, may soon, if people treated us badly, we just entrust that everything to the Lord. Why? Because God sees my son. Ingana, kung si Joseph my son reacted negatively pa siyang kinabuhi, you know what? He would not really enjoy the blessing that lies ahead sa iyang kinabuhi. Apan, ang kinabuhi ni Joseph was so patient. He was so patient my son. He was so humble that every bad trials he really encountered, he did not really complain. He did not really grumble. He just let everything under God's control. And notice what happened, my son, ni Joseph. One day, he made one of the greatest people in the land of Egypt. The Bible says he was a man next to Pharaoh. And it's all about his righteousness. And it's all about of who Joseph was really before the Lord. Amen? Let me share to you, my son, before I end this. Two celebrities, my son, who really stood for God's glory, for God's righteousness. Number one is that, sige sana siya, kananggay. Si Tim Tebow, di ba? Football star. Si Tim Tebow, my son, ang iyang uyab, guapa, right? I believe mo siya something Mexican. Si Olivia Colpo, former Miss USA and Miss Universe 2012, Miss Olivia Colpo. And you know what, may soon, si Corpo may soon, yang gibuwagan si Tim Tebow. Yang gibuwagan, and he posted some mga bati nga mga pulong in the internet, the reason why, nganong gibuwagan niya si Tim Tebow. Why? Because Tim Tebow, my son, did not, my son, give in to her sexual pleasure. She said, na din dili ganahan nga makig-sex si Tim Tebow niya. And for that reason, it would be better for Olivia na din iyang buwagan si Tim Tebow. Amen? But for Tim Tebow, my son, he desired that he would remain virgin, pure, as he will be for the girl that God has prepared for him. A man who stood for righteousness. Right? That is Tim Tebow. Kung mo tanong, may isang babae,
What? Listen kayo. Kinalagi ang puan, oy. Pero ang puan, in Jesus' name. Gusto mo? Miss Universe na? Miss USA? Ngadiin, mo'y mutintal, mo'y, musaman, mo-desire for sexual pleasure. And there was a man, there is a man who really stood for righteousness diha sa Ginoo. And another one may son is that, si, musaman, si Stephen Curry. Okay? Si Stephen Curry may son, he was one of the endorsers sa Nike. Nike. And lately, may soon, si Stephen Curry, muna siya gi, tang-tang siya sa Nike. Why? Because Stephen Curry, may soon, ask the Nike, you know what, personal head, nga diin, unsa, ganahan siya, nga diin, ipabutang ang iyang verse, Philippians 1, 4, verse 13, I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. That's may soon is desire unta. He asked the Nike, nga, if you will, place my lifetime verse, Philippians 4:13. But the Nike makes on, you know what? Wala sila mo sugot ni Ana. And for that makes on, si Stephen Curry ni give up sa iyang endorsement sa Nike. And that would really earn him really dako nga amount in a year. Siguro mo kita sa mga $5 million a year dollars. Amen? And for that makes on, money is nothing compared para sa kaymayaan sa Ginoo. And these are two people may son, big celebrities in the Hollywood or in the sports that bisan tuod sa mga grabe nga mga financial nga mga temptation and still they did not give in for the purpose of choosing personal righteousness before diha sa Ginoo. Amen? And for us, may soon, whether we succeed sa kinabuhi nato or dili ba, whether we have material blessings or wala, what really matters in life, nga diin atong ma-ascertain that God is with us. The ascertainment, may soon, for us, regardless of everything, may soon, ang importante sa atong life, that God is with us in our lives. And lastly, here, I'd like this quotation, my son. True success is not where you are, but whether God is with you wherever you are. And that is true success. Amen? Shall we give the Lord a clap offering? Let's stand before the Lord. Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord, for this morning, O God. And Father, Lord, nagampo ako Ginoo nga ikaw, Lord, mag-allow sa imong pulong to speak, to be applied, Lord, sa among mga kinabuhi, Ginoong Diyos, Father. I pray, Lord, ni imong pulong dili lamang, Ginoo nga malabay nga kawang. But to guti, Lord, even, Lord, the subject itself, Lord, success nga diin, we might view this in a biblical perspective, Lord Father. Na din, the true success is to be with your presence, O God. The true success, O God, is to be, to have your blessing, God, in our lives. Regardless, Lord, Ginoo, kung naa may, Lord, we have riches or not. Regardless, Lord, Ginoo, kung abundansya man or wala. But what matters most, O Lord God, for us, Lord Father, that you are with us, Father. Knowing that if you are with us, you just control everything, O Father, Lord God. If you are with us, Father, you take care of everything for us. And even you take care, not only today, and even, Lord, for what is tomorrow, for what is the future, Lord, Ginoo, sa among kinabuhi, Father. And help us as Christians, O Lord God, that we might really be the kind of people that you really desire for us to be. And we thank you, Lord, even for this wonderful, Lord, morning. We thank you, Lord Ginoo, as we part ways, that your word might continue, Lord Ginoo, to just linger, God, in our hearts and our thoughts. And Lord, I pray, and even for the tithes and offering, use all this for your glory. And Lord, whatsoever, Lord, that we might achieve today, this morning, ikaw lamang among ulian, sa tanang dungog, himaya, pasalamat, kini ang pag-ampo namo sa ngalan ni Jesus. Amen, Lord, and amen, and amen.